a pioneer among women writing in aviation, catching up with Ann Cooper. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. It's a testament to the advances made by women in all facets of aviation that one of the richest sources of interesting interviews for Aero TV so far in 2009 has been the annual Women in Aviation International Conference in Atlanta. ANN's Jim Campbell was there and got to catch up with Ann Cooper, who worked with Jim in her early days and has gone on to write hundreds of articles and 12 books, many highlighting female aviation pioneers.
Ann, what a wild trip it's been. You and I met a few years ago, one or two or three.
We weren't gray yet.
Boy, it's an amazing time. But you were one of the first women to really make her way into aviation journalism. We had a chance to work with you early on, and of course, now with 12 books behind you, holy smokes, it's an incredible career, but more important, an interesting way to look at what's happening to aviation. As one of, you know, the more notable women writing about the aviation community, you have to have seen some amazing things.
Yes, I'm thrilled to have been able to participate in it.
What brought you into all this?
My first husband was a fighter pilot, and I went to a party one evening, and another Air Force wife said, "I got my pilot's license today." Wow, that sounds like a really neat thing to do. So in 1969, I became a private pilot, and as we women are wont to do, we can't just stop with one level. You got to go on and get your commercial and your instrument and your CFI, and I did all that. And about 1970, I was a CFI, and my mother had a stroke, and I was airborne with a student. They called me on the radio and said, "Your mother's in the hospital." And I looked over at him, and he said, "Not my mother. She's dead." And so we had to regroup. You can't be out flying an airplane around when you've got someone who needs care. So I took a course in how to write for children. I thought I would love to do that, combine the aviation and children's interests, and I flunked badly. It's a very demanding field. The word limits and the word age limits are so specific that it's much easier to write for adults. And that's been my thrill.
You've had an opportunity to document the lives and the industry in a number of ways. You've done some phenomenal works on some of the most notable women in aviation, Patty Wagstaff, Julie Clark, and so forth. Can you talk about the responsibility you have in documenting their lives? Because in many cases, the only chance you really get to know a Patty Wagstaff or a Julie Clark is via the book.
And it's a trust that I hold in total confidence and honor. And it's an integrity to aviation history that I hold in honor, too. My first book was Edna Gardner White, and she told me she soloed a Swallow TP in 1926. Well, you go to the research at the Smithsonian and you discover the Swallow TP wasn't even flown until 1929, wasn't out on the field until 1930. So you have to have integrity, not only to the person about whom you're writing and with whom you're sharing. And that's a wonderful trust. Plus that, in aviation, it's a small world, and they talk to each other. So there's a reputation that you honor and respect, and not only their reputation, but your own. You're quickly blackballed if someone else tells someone else they can't trust you.
More with Jim Campbell and aviation writer Ann Cooper in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with aviation writer Ann Cooper at the 2009 Women in Aviation International Conference in Atlanta.
What convinces you that it's time to do a book on something? What's the genesis for this is a book that must be written?
Just an example. This year is 2009. It's the 100th anniversary of flight in Canada. The first woman of Canadian aviation is Mabel Bell, Alexander Graham Bell's wife. She funded the first flight, which was the flight of the Silver Dart, which was in Bedeque, Nova Scotia in 1909. And they have recreated that flight. They're flying a replica Silver Dart up there. But it's the first flight in the British Commonwealth. And that's significant. And it wouldn't have occurred had it not been for Mabel. And people don't know that. And it excites me to find out information like that and little gems of knowledge that I think need to be known and people who need to at least have their names heard.
What's in the future for you? What projects interest you? What might we see next from you?
I'm working on a book right now about an Alaska glacier pilot. Her name is Kitty Banner Seaman. She's the pilot who taught John Denver to fly on floats, and she's the pilot who made rescues and guided climbers up to Denali. Kitty is another name. She's in my book, Stars of the Sky, so you can get introduced to her in an episodic way. But her story is rich and again, needs to be known. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. I believe it's going to be called, a working title at the moment is This Bush Pilot is a Lady.
Well, Ann, I have to tell you, we had the good fortune to work with you early on in your career. I've always had a real appreciation for the work you've done and the books that I've read. The work you did with Patty was very good, and that couldn't have been an easy story to tell because there's so much, and trying to organize a life that frenetic into something that makes sense has to be just an incredible piece of work.
Well, that was a cooperation between the two of us. Patty is an excellent writer. She's an excellent poet. She could have done it all herself and probably might have had she not been so busy trying to perfect her flying. But the first article I ever wrote about Patty, I wrote about Joanne Osterud, Julie Clark, and Patty. And I said, move over, guys. There's room at the top. And that was the title of the magazine article. And I really cherish that she trusted me with her story. It wasn't an easy story, and it wasn't easy to make the repetitive portions of her life interesting. She's in my newest book because of the work she's been doing in Kenya, flying with the Kenya Wildlife Service. So, you know, these people don't quit on their laurels. They keep on being outstanding, and I just think that young people today should try writing, try talking with experts, try finding out what makes them tick, what gives them their passion and the fire in their bellies. It's an exciting thing for the writer to be able to have that trust.
That's an exciting thing for us to read. Anne, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
See the video that goes with this audio in the archives at aero-tv.net, dated Tuesday, June 16th. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.